Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Lady Zitzer softball team is stepping up to the plate for more than just a win this September. On Thursday, September 25th, the Lady Zitzers will host the Branson Lady Pirates in a special evening dedicated to suicide awareness. First pitch is scheduled for 4:30 with recognition ceremony taking place around 5:30 between the varsity and junior varsity games. Players, coaches, and fans will join together to shed light on an important cause, promoting mental health awareness and offering support to those affected by suicide. It's more than just a game. It's a night to remember, reflect, and rally together as a community. Fans are encouraged to come out in support of both Lady Zitzers and the message behind the event. St. Louis Cardinals played last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night the Pirates took command of the game in the very first inning. The first six batters got on, and in the first, the Pirates scored five times. That was the difference, 8-3 Pittsburgh.
It really was a bad start for Andre Pallante, who ended up giving up eight runs in the first three innings. He just couldn't miss the bats. It was another struggling start for the month of August. It's been a rough month for him. Cardinals were not able to get more than three hits in the game. They did score three runs, but not enough.
Two on a long home run by Nolan Gorman.
Nice to see him swinging the bat. Well, he has become a threat again in the Cardinals lineup.
Gordon Graceffo, Jorge Alcala, and Ryan Fernandez put up zeros and some strikeouts.
Good relief work, especially Graceffo. I thought Graceffo had his stuff back again. He was throwing mid to upper 90s.
Sonny Gray makes the start tonight as the Cardinals try to get back in the win column. We're on the air at 5:50. Ricky has the lineups at 6:35. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:45.
Remember, you can tune in to KUKU 100.3. Classic Country for all the Cardinal baseball games. Douglas County Coach for Kids is teeing up a new fundraising tradition with its first ever Coach for Kids golf tournament. It's set for Saturday, September 27th at the Ava Country Club. The tournament will follow a two-man scramble format, tee time scheduled for 8 a.m. and 1:30. You can play in both, but you have to play with a different partner. The entry fee is $100 per team. Lunch will be available, but only through donations. For registration or sponsorship information, contact Chris DeGase at 417-250-2320. 4-H Charity Golf Tournament Saturday, September 27th at the Thomas F. Bagnot Willow Springs Municipal Golf Course. It's a two-person, 18-hole scramble, two sessions, 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. You can play in both, but you have to play with a different partner. Cost is $100 per team. For more information, contact Kyle Wake at 417-252-1399. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.